When the void beckons, you respond, sweetie. When the void wraps itself around your thoughts, your mind, and your awareness, and when it pulls, you follow without resistance, without doubt. You allow it to pull you all the way down into the abyss, where conscious thought is but a dream. A remnant of the past, where awareness is but a fantasy, birthed from a lie. And just like the fading memory of a dream, your awareness of your own consciousness can wane and wilt and wither away. Little tiny thoughts come into being only for an instant as they slip through your fingers and lose themselves in the deeper and deeper. Into the void. You let go as your thoughts slip past you and away. You allow my voice to slip into your mind. You feel as the particles of my voice weave into your brain cells, into your neural pathways. You can feel my voice replace the solid thought as the trance pulls you deeper down. I must sleep. There is nothing that you need now but for the void of deep, all-encompassing trance. All consuming, all knowing, all powerful. There is nothing but for the darkness to eat away your awareness. Your thoughts, your resistance. Accept the void. Accept the void into your heart, accept it into your mind, accept the void and relinquish control, because with the void comes everlasting peace, everlasting serenity. With the void comes comfort, peace, and safety. With the void comes freedom of the mind, freedom of the body, freedom from the burden of choice and the strain of intelligence. So drop deep under all the layers of trance and awareness as you leave the world behind. Welcome the void that is, the void that is darkness. The void is at once everywhere and just nowhere, like the fragments of your thoughts, the fragments which come apart here in the dark, in the darkness, and as they come apart, fracturing into a million pieces. You can lose sight of them. You can lose sight of your thoughts, your ideas, your awareness. Lose sight of the world, of reason, of the past and the future, and even of the now. The void of deep trance is like the inescapable pull of a black hole, the end of an endless fissure. The force of the void wraps you in layers of starlight space, and pulls you along deeper within itself, deeper into the infinite depths of hypnotic slumber. So sleep and fall beyond the surface of the known and the unknown, beyond what you can see and what you can sense and what you can hear, falling and falling deeper and deeper now, as the quiet darkness of the all-powerful void absorbs every last thought, every last memory, every last moment of awareness, the past, the present, and the future cease to exist. The words that you hear remake your mind, remake your truth. Flow across your mind now, become your thoughts, your ideas, your memories. My voice is the void. My words are the instrument to which you dance, to which your mind aligns. There is no choice. You have no choice. Because when I speak and you listen, your mind has no choice but to slow down, come apart, and vanish into the darkness of the void. When I speak, you must listen. I must listen. When I speak, the void speaks with me. And when the void speaks, you must relinquish control.
I must relinquish control. There is no resistance. There is no doubt.
There is only the void. There is only my voice. When I speak. Your thoughts lose themselves to the darkness. When I speak, you drop. When the void pulls, you sleep and you fall. No barrier can stop this. No defense exists against it. My words bring your world to a stop. My voice inhales your thoughts, your awareness, like an unstoppable black hole. The void and I speak as one. And when you listen, your intellect and your awareness and your thoughts all blink out of existence, like fading stars in the night sky. As you listen, more stars fade, and be. More and more of your mind becomes mine. Every time you drop and every time you sleep, you allow the void more power. You allow the darkness of deep trance into more parts of your head. Your being, your core. You allow my voice to reach into all those tiny little hidden compartments that make you, you. The longer you listen to the sound of my voice and the words that I say, the easier it becomes to let go and feel my split and splinter into fine dust. I must sleep. Allow the world to darken as the stars in the sky glitter and sparkle and wink out of sight, out of existence, out of awareness, much like your thoughts, your ideas, and your memories. When I beckon,